Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
The Tulsa Farm Show is back December 7th through 9th at the SageNet Center. Show sponsor Oklahoma Farm Bureau and hundreds of exhibitors will feature the latest in ag products and services, along with live cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. OSU Extension Seminar scheduled for Thursday and Friday, and $1,000 in show bucks given away daily at 1 p.m. courtesy of Can-Am. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for full details and an interactive show floor plan. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
First of all, on the harvest side of things, 88% of the U.S. corn crop now harvested. That's 4 points behind a year ago, 2 points ahead of five-year average. Soybeans, 95% harvested, ahead of the five-year average, just even with a year ago. 67%, two-thirds of the U.S. cotton crop now harvested. That's up 4 points from the five-year average, 3 points behind last year. And grain sorghum, 92% harvested, even with a year ago, ahead of the five-year average by 5 points. Wheat plantings about done, 93% nationally. Oklahoma 91% now planted. That's a couple points behind the five-year average. Texas 82% planted, 4 points behind the five-year average. And Kansas 97% planted now. That's 2 points ahead of their five-year average. Wheat crop condition, not much change from a week ago. Oklahoma 49% in good to excellent shape, unchanged. Kansas 31% good to excellent shape. That's unchanged from a week ago as well. 40% for the Texas wheat crop, good to excellent shape. That's off 4 points compared to 1 week ago. House of Representatives struggling over the Speaker's continuing resolution that does include a one-year extension of the Farm Bill. Beyond the extension, a new five-year Farm Bill is going to have some money needs. Zippy Duval, president of the American Farm Bureau, says he is confident that Congress can figure things out.
Well, you know, it's our job to tell them what American agriculture needs, and it's their job to figure out where they get the money for it, for to pay for it. And although there probably won't be any new money, but I understand they can shuffle some money, and it'd be very difficult to bring it from nutrition to the farm part of the farm bill. But I think there's other ways of shuffling around within agricultural piece to find some of it to fill some of the needs we need. And sometimes they can work a few miracles when it comes to money up there. They've been doing that for quite a while. So we'll look and see. You know, bottom line is the Farm Bill is a bill that is an investment by all Americans, and it touches every American family's life. And we need for our congressmen and senators to understand, it making a difference whether they come from urban or cities or rural parts of this country, the Farm Bill affects their constituents, and we need to get it done and get it done right.
You offered a call to action to the members here today.
I did. We need for them to be engaged. And their engagement is the power and strength of our organization. So every phone call, every email, every visit, every farm tour they put on, and every time they promote getting this farm bill done on time gets us closer to getting it done. They can make it happen, but they got to be engaged and they got to be persistent about doing it.
President of American Farm Bureau, Zippy Duval, farmer out of the state of Georgia. You've got farm news on Ron.
The November 2023 online auction going on now at GreatPlainsAuction.com, featuring a large selection of farm equipment, tractors, trucks, and vintage automobiles. Go to GreatPlainsAuction.com and browse the inventory. This auction absolutely ends November 15th at 11 a.m. Central. Great Plains Auction, a trusted and reputable marketplace for farm equipment and more. If you have something you want to consign, reach out to Great Plains Auction. Browse the inventory today at GreatPlainsAuction.com. Sale ends November 15th. Also mark your calendars for the Elite Bull Sale happening November 17th.
And that's your farm news. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.